Our guest of the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom Mark.
We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Bohemian Rhapsody because you didn't see it, but you know a little bit about it. And mixed reviews is what I'm seeing.
Yes, yeah, surprised me. I thought it was going to be a big Oscar potential, and Rami Malek, who plays the lead, still has a chance of being in that contention because he's getting good marks overall. But the big thing, the big problem with it is it's rated PG-13, and I was shocked at that. I thought, oh, they're going to really tell Freddie Mercury's story. It cannot be for 13-year-olds. It's really, it's really, and so it's pretty watered down.
Uh-huh.
But the music is their music, and they are the people are lip syncing.
I see. But I suspect that's still going to do well despite any negative
reviews. Oh, yes, it's going to do well. And there are people who really love it.
Yeah.
One of our most strict critics really liked it a lot. He just said they just did it like a jukebox show where it's just their hits, mm-hmm. and the story didn't mean much.
Okay.
It doesn't have any depth.
All right, we're going to move on to some others that Alice has seen. And the first of those is The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Which is kind of an early holiday movie, wouldn't you say?
Right. It's a Nutcracker Suite, which is Christmas.
And it's a Disney
right.
movie, but maybe not one of their greatest productions.
No, I'm really unhappy with this thing they've done lately where they take fictional characters and change what they ever were. Like, this is the little girl Clara, who's the star of the ballet, which it was originally written by Tchaikovsky that way, and they turn her into an action heroine, and she goes into a parallel universe where they not only don't play the music of the Nutcracker Suite, they paid another big time film composer, James Newton Howard, and he did his own music, and they have all these other characters. They do have a Sugar Plum Fairy, but she's played by Keira Knightley with a Marilyn Monroe-like little sweet voice, and Helen Mirren. And the cast is fine. Everything's fine. It just has nothing whatsoever to do with the Nutcracker.
You said there's a little bit of the Tchaikovsky
at the beginning.
Music in the beginning and maybe the end.
At the end. And there's a ballet at the beginning and the end. And it's done by Misty Copeland, the finest ballerina in the world. And they put her in there, but it makes no sense because it has nothing to do with the story.
Morgan Freeman is in there.
Yes,
Morgan, how does he fit into this story?
He plays this girl whose name is Mackenzie Foy. She plays Clara, and he's her godfather.
Okay.
And he takes her into this magic realm. He sends her off into this, the one of the magic realms. It's not complicated enough. There's four of them.
It's never a good sign when the reviews are not out a few days ahead of time.
Right.
And there's only one review that I saw on Rotten Tomatoes, and that said, visually elegant, but no passion, no excitement.
So, no. Huh. Just totally predictable. And it's kind of creepy because they have the Mouse King is made up of swirling mice.
Ooh.
And it just kind of creeped me out.
Well, it may find an audience as a PG, not many PG movies out there anymore.
Right.
But we're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Now, the other one that we're going to talk about is called Can You Ever Forgive Me? It's a comedy with Melissa McCarthy. She's kind of in need of a hit right now. The Happy Time Murders was not so popular, but you really love this.
Oh, yes. She's redeemed herself with this. You won't recognize her at all. She wears no makeup. She has her hair chopped off. She plays a real person, Lee Israel, who was a published author, did a bunch of very fine biographies, and she found herself without an agent, without a job, without any money, and she just happened into this little idea of forging letters from dead celebrities, and she ended up having six or seven typewriters, and she really got into it.
So this is based on a true story.
It is a true story. She wrote her own memoir telling this story.
That I did not get from what I read about it. Jane Curtin is in this.
Yeah, Jane Curtin plays her agent, who really does say, well, what have you done lately? Nobody wants to hear about Dorothy Kilgallen or whatever she was getting ready to write.
So, she's Melissa McCarthy plays a famous biographer,
and she has this a partner in crime who is just, he'll get an Oscar nomination, I'm pretty sure, Richard Grant.
Been a long time since I've heard anything from Jane Curtin.
Yeah, I interviewed her one time.
And she's
delightful. She's very funny.
I'll bet she is. But most of her work's been on television, if not all of them.
She was on. She had a couple of series that ran forever after.
Right.
Of course, she started on Saturday Night Live,
right.
But she had some very popular series. But lately, no, she hasn't done much.
And not much on in the movies that I was aware of.
No.
One says, now this is referring to Melissa McCarthy, one of the reviews, the subtlety and fullness of her performance in this film hit me as a shock to the system.
Yeah, really. I've been amazed at her comedic abilities, but the drama side here really got you, really could. And she's not a likable person. She talks use awful four-letter words constantly, and she's not nice to people, but there's something there.
Hmm. Yeah. So do you think this is big hit? And you said maybe even.
I don't know that the movie will be nominated, but I believe the performances of Melissa McCarthy and this guy, Richard E. Grant, both of them, I think, might get nominations.
Oscar nominations. And this is not in wide release, but probably will gain momentum.
It will. It'll be bigger.
As time goes along. All right. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.